Ladies and gentlemen, the 101st Commanding General, Major General John F. Campbell.
Thanks, Matt. Hey, well, thanks, all. First, thanks for everybody coming out here. And I do have a prepared statement, but I'm just going to go like that with it. All right. Really what I want to tell everybody here in the Fort Campbell community is earlier today, Department of Defense made an announcement that the 101st Airborne Air Assault Division headquarters will redeploy back to Afghanistan about 6 months earlier than we expected. So it's going to go back probably in the May-June timeframe of 2010, and that is the division headquarters only, and that is the same task force that Major General Schlosser just came back from in the June timeframe. We're going back to the same area, which is Regional Command East, and so we'll go back May-June timeframe. And that's really what I wanted to get out. That means that the 82nd Airborne Division, that backfield 101st, will probably have to extend for a short time frame to make sure that we have some proper dwell time back here. We'll ensure that the dwell time back here is quality dwell time with family, at the same time balance what we need to do to make sure that we have trained and equipped soldiers to go back and do this very, very important and complex mission for our nation. So we're very humbled to have the opportunity to go back. We're very proud of our great heritage with 101st. And I just wanted to get that out and make sure the Fort Campbell community understood where we were going from there. So that's really what I wanted to talk about, and I would take your questions.
Can you talk address a little bit about what other brigades might be facing over the next couple of years?
Yeah, well, as you know, the 101st has been in the fight several times, both in Iraq and Afghanistan. There is an assessment going on by General McChrystal in Afghanistan right now. I think if you've seen in fact, the Secretary of Defense made a statement today. He received that assessment here in the last day or so. The Joint Staff, the Army Staff, all the services are working on that. They'll provide an assessment and a recommendation to the Secretary and then to the President probably sometime next week. I don't know what's in that, and we'll go off of that. So what I know right now is that the 101st headquarters will go back to Afghanistan. Currently, we know for sure that our 3rd Brigade will go to Afghanistan in the January time frame, and those are the units right now that we're tracking. All the other units are preparing to go where directed, and we'll make sure we properly man, equip them, and train them. And we got the right leadership with them. We provide them the resources to do that, and I feel very confident, if asked, to send another brigade combat team to either Iraq or Afghanistan, that they'll get our very best.
General, what kind of numbers are you talking about for headquarters elements?
The headquarters last time as what they are, combined joint task force, is probably between 1,100 and 1,200 folks.
And helicopters also?
That's just the headquarters piece. That's really the people in the headquarters function. The helicopters would fall underneath the Combat Aviation Brigade. There's already Combat Aviation Brigades in Afghanistan, so we would fall in on what's there right now.
As you mentioned, obviously this is going to be the first one for a larger guy. The fact that this is going to be a multi-year partner, it's going to be a little bit early. I mean, how do you expect guys to approach that and take that news?
Well, I think they'll take it well. I'm not sure I said it was the first deployment for many. Really, if we look at our numbers right now, we're tracking between 45 and 50% of the guys and gals who are on the last rotation will go on this deployment as well. So we've had some turnover, and then we'll continue to get new people in all the way up till before we go, and we'll continue to train them. We'll work in a very good regimen to make sure that we're ready to go with all our command and control systems. But about 50% are the same, and that really helps us as we go in. We're going into the same area where we were before, so many of the people have been in there. The relationships that we had before in Afghanistan, we'll be able to capitalize on that. So the advantage of going into a place that you've been before, and as quick as we're going back in, really gives you great, great continuity there. Any other questions? All right. Well, once again, thanks. What I would like to do, if I could, at the end here, is really thank our families. We put up with a lot on deployments, but I'll tell you what, our families sacrifice a great deal. We can never take their service for granted, and so we're very, very fortunate. We do have great families. We got tremendous support from all the communities around Fort Campbell, so Hopkinsville, Clarksville, Oak Grove. I've been to a lot of different military installations in my 30 years, and this is absolutely the premier place to be. So we're very fortunate. We could not do what we do and have our soldiers focus on what they have to do in combat if they didn't know that their families were being well taken care of back here. So I appreciate that great support as well. Thank you very much.